Changes to SNAP requirements have led to a decline of participants in Oklahoma. Details on a project to preserve survivor stories about indigenous boarding schools. And a piece of history is making a stop in Oklahoma City. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, June 11th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Fewer Oklahomans are getting federal assistance to help pay for groceries. Anna Pope reports recent numbers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture show a continued decline in participation.
The latest USDA numbers show a 14% drop in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, participation. This means about 97,000 Oklahomans are no longer accessing the program. The Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill Act shifted millions of dollars in program costs to states, expanded work requirements, and reversed eligibility for some documented immigrants, including refugees. Chris Bernard, executive director of Hunger Free Oklahoma, says the decline is because of these changes to SNAP.
We are essentially taking the foundation that folks, you know, our state needs to be successful, and just have cut a big chunk out from under it.
He says this comes as Oklahoma's food insecurity rates remain among the highest in the country, and the charitable food system has seen increased demand. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Dozens of people gathered at the Luther Town Hall this week to protest a plan to construct a data center in the town. Sabrina Thaler reports.
A Georgia-based energy company is awaiting local approval to develop a data center in the small town of Luther, about 30 miles northeast of Oklahoma City. Joshua Millison was one of several concerned locals who gathered ahead of a Luther Board of Trustees meeting scheduled for Tuesday night. He learned on Friday that the planned data center would share a property line with his own land, which he and his wife are developing.
To know that, you know, you could come out and see an 85-foot-tall building right next to your property line, and 150-foot towers, and it's just devastating. It just completely kills, really, the magic of this area out here.
Luther officials postponed the Board of Trustees meeting to next week, citing capacity limitations in their town hall. In Luther, I'm Sabrina Thaler.
A national oral history project designed to gather stories from indigenous boarding school survivors is coming to a close. Sarah Lisi reports the project is ending in Oklahoma, where it began, the state with the highest number of boarding schools.
The 22nd and final stop of the National Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition Oral History Project is June 22nd through the 26th in Tulsa. It's a comprehensive mission.
To educate the public about what happened in these schools, why they were created, the policies that were enforced on Indigenous people.
That's Charlie Brissett. She's the co-director of the project and is Sioux St. Marie Ojibwe. She says this is the last chance for those who attended federal Indian boarding schools before 1970 to share their stories for this project.
And when we can have one person heal, it has a ripple effect to their family, their community, and their entire tribal nation.
The interview may bring up traumatic memories, Brissett notes, but the entire process is designed with the utmost care and support in mind. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
The Library of Congress and the Smithsonian American History Museum will permanently house the interviews. The collection is set to be released in early 2027. The Steel Across America Tour is bringing a steel beam from the original World Trade Center to Oklahoma City tomorrow. KGOU's Jack Walters has details.
The Tunnels to Towers Foundation is a nonprofit honoring the first responders that lost their lives during the 9/11 attacks. Now, the foundation is bringing a 16,900-pound beam from the original World Trade Center across the country. Traveling more than 10,500 miles, the beam will make 35 stops across 21 states over the course of the Steel Across America Tour, commemorating the 25th anniversary of the attacks. On Friday, the beam will stop at the Oklahoma City Police Department. Tunnels to Towers also brings their Never Forget mobile exhibit, an on-wheels tribute to the nearly 3,000 lives lost that day. The ceremony is open to the public at 10 a.m. and includes a catered lunch from Grill Team 6 and Mission Barbecue. I'm Jack Walters.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.